kind of EV week because I was able to also drive a 2023 Mercedes-Benz EQE. Now, they've got a sedan similar to what we were talking about a moment ago, but this happened to be the new SUV version. This car tops out at about $130,000. Starts at $109,000. The one I drove was fully equipped with every single bell and whistle on it. And this car is super luxurious, super quiet, super fast. It's got about, it's got about six different modes, and I may be off on that, so don't quote me on how you can actually drive the car. Everything can be customized to you. And one cool feature it has, you call it cool, some would maybe call it corny, but it pipes the sound of performance, engine and so on, back into the cabin, depending upon the mode that you're in. So it kind of gives you this idea that you do have an engine and it's revving and so on. Car is phenomenal, even in its standard mode, not the sport mode. I will tell you, Richard, there's very, very few cars around that will compete with it on the performance side just as is. Now, yes, you're spending $131,000 for a car, and you would expect the performance to be there, and this thing had it. Everything from braking to how the vehicle handled. I can't say ran because it's fully electric. And I had somebody question me the other day on that saying, okay, time out. I don't understand this whole, you know, torque curve and how this works and what makes an EV so fast. And when you sit and kind of can explain to somebody, it's like turning a switch on and immediately the motor is running at whatever RPM it needs to run at versus having a gas engine or diesel engine where there's this ramp up effect, if you would, where RPM has to come up to a point to where it's constant and where it works for that particular vehicle in the setting. And I could talk for hours on that on drive radio. The advantage on an EV is it's instantaneous power the minute you hit the hammer to the floor.
Yeah, and that's the thing that, honestly, folks, it's hard to even explain. You have to experience it. So that's why when we say get out and experience these cars, you know, do so, because, again, these are all electric, dad, or even some of these, you know, plug-in hybrids where you're on the electric motor.
Right.
You know, for part of it, and the internal combustion kicks in, it's a whole different experience. And that's something that, again, we've talked about it. The all-electric piece of it is so different, and it really allows for so much of an advantage and so much of an increase, I should say, in performance.
If you are, and I'm just going to say it straight up, and I've said this before on Drive Radio, if you are a performance-minded individual and you like the way that feels and how it drives, you will love driving some of these performance EVs, which I would consider this Mercedes-Benz EQE to be one of those. I mean, so much so, Richard, and I'm not exaggerating, and I got to be careful when I say this because I don't want to get into too much trouble. This is one of those cars where if you're not careful, you look down and pretty soon the speedometer says 80 and you have no idea you're doing that fast. I mean, it is a car that you really have to work at keeping under the speed limit or where you need to be driving, because before you know it, you're over the top of that easily just because of how well the car performs and how quiet it is. You have no idea you're going that fast.
Well, and I was just going to say, that's the last thing I'll say, which is that quietness, and like you say, sort of that piping in. It's done for effect, but I almost wonder if it's done for a safety, because, yeah, the way these electric cars drive, Dad, where that motor sort of not even spooling up, where it just is kind of working,
you don't
notice it, right?
That's right.
You don't notice how fast
it's going
without looking down, and so you're not paying attention, doing whatever it is, and it's a really cool thing. But it's also why, I'll be honest, why you're also seeing the price tags on some of the things where you're seeing that, is because this is really kind of high-tech, high-performance type stuff.
It is. That's exactly right. So, again, as Richard said earlier, get out, drive one of these vehicles. I did get notice the other day from one of the local dealers that some of these may be in inventory, so you may be able to actually get out and actually drive this car. And if you're a high-end buyer looking for a high-end performance car that's like none other, and I'll mean that, folks, like none other, go drive the 2023 MB EQE SUV. I have nothing at all to complain about that car. It was absolutely fabulous. And when you do that, please tell them that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason both sent you. This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.